Well, good morning. It is May 12, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in Numbers chapter 21. We're going to read Psalms 60 and 61. We're going to finish up Isaiah chapter 10. We're going to pick up in verse 5 and read the rest of the chapter. And then we are going to read James chapter 4 to conclude with. So let's get in the Word today. Numbers chapter 21. Numbers 21. Numbers 21. When the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negev, heard that Israel was coming by the way of Atharim, then he fought against Israel and took some of them captive. And so Israel made a vow to the Lord and said, "If you will indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities." The Lord heard the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and then they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And thus the name of the place was called Hormah. Then they set out from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the people became impatient because of the journey. And the people spoke against God and Moses, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this miserable food." The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And so the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned because we have spoken against the Lord and you. Intercede with the Lord that he may remove the serpents from us." And Moses interceded for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a standard. And it shall come about that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, he will live." And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on the standard. And it came about that if a serpent bit any man, when he looked to the bronze serpent, he lived. Now the sons of Israel moved out and camped in Oboth, and they journeyed from Oboth and camped at Ai Abrim in the wilderness, which is opposite Moab to the east. From there they set out and camped in Wadi Zered, and from there they journeyed and camped on the other side of the Arnon, which is in the wilderness that comes out of the borders of the Amorites. For the Arnon is the border of Moab between Moab and the Amorites. And therefore, it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, Wahib in Suha, and the Wadis of the Arnon, and the slope of the Wadis that extends up to the site of Ar and leans to the border of Moab. For there they continue to beer, that is the wall, the well, where the Lord said to Moses, "Assemble the people that I may give them water." Then Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing to it." And the well which the leaders sank, which the nobles of the people dug with the scepter and with the staff. And from the wilderness they continued to Mahanah, and from Mahanah to Nahalel, and from Nahalel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth to the valley that is in the land of Moab at the top of Pisgah, which overlooks the wasteland. Then Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, "Let me pass through your land. We will not turn off into the field or vineyard. We will not drink water from the well. We will go by the king's highway until we have passed through the border." But Sihon would not permit Israel to pass through his border. And so Sihon gathered all the people and went out against Israel in the wilderness and came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And then Israel struck him with the edge of the sword and took possession of his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, as far as the sons of Ammon. From the border of the sons of Ammon was Jazer. And Israel took all these cities, and Israel lived in all the cities of the Amorites in Heshbon and in all her villages. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab, that had taken all his land out of his land, out of his hand, as far as the Arnon. And therefore those who use proverbs say, "Come to Heshbon, let it be built." So let the city of Sihon be established, for a fire went forth from Heshbon, a flame from the town of Sihon. It devoured Ar of Moab, the dominant height of the Arnon. Woe to you, O Moab! You are ruined, O people of Chemosh. He has given his sons as fugitives and his daughter into captivity to an Amorite king, Sihon, but we have cast them down. Heshbon is ruined as far as Dibon. Then we have laid waste even to Nophah, which reaches to Medeba. Thus Israel lived in the land of the Amorites, and Moses sent to spy out Jazer, and they captured its villages and dispossessed the Amorites who were there. Then they turned and went up by the way of Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, went out with all his people for battle at Edrei. But the Lord said to Moses, "Do not fear him, for I have given him into your hand, and all his people in his land. And you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon." And so they killed him and his sons and all his people until there was no remnant left him, and they possessed his land. That was Numbers chapter 21. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms. We're going to read Psalm 60 and Psalm 61 today. Psalm 60 and 61. Psalm 60. For the choir director, according to Shushan, Edoth, a mikdon of David, to teach when he struggled with Aram Naharim and with Aram Zoab. And Joab returned and smote 12,000 of Edom in the Valley of Salt. O God, you have rejected us. You have broken us. You have been angry. O restore us. You have made the land quake. You have split it open. Heal its branches, for it totters. You have made your people experience hardship. You have given us wine to drink that makes us stagger. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that your beloved may be delivered. Say with your right hand and answer us. God has spoken in his holiness. I will exult. I will portion out Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbowl. Over Edom I shall throw my shoe. Shout loud, O Philistia, because of me. Who will bring me into the besieged city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have not you yourself, O God, rejected us? And will you not go forth with our armies, O God? O give us help against the adversary, for deliverance by man is in vain. Through God we shall do valiantly, and it is he who will tread down our adversaries. Psalm 61, for the choir director, on a stringed instrument, a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Give heed to my prayer. For at the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life. His years will be as many generations. He will abide before God forever, appoint loving kindness and truth so that they may preserve him. And so I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may pay my vows day by day. That was Psalm 60 and 61. Let's move on over to the book of Isaiah. We are going to pick up in Isaiah chapter 10, and we are going to pick up in verse 5 and read to the end of the chapter. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 5. Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. I send it against a godless nation and commission it against the people of my fury to capture booty and to seize plunder and to trample them down like mud in the streets. And yet it does not so intend, nor does it plan so in its heart, but rather it is its purpose to destroy and to cut off many nations. For it says, are not my princes all kings? Is not Calno like Carishmesh, or Hamah like Arpad, or Samaria like Damascus? As my hand has reached to the kingdoms of the idols, whose graven images were greater than those of Jerusalem and Samaria, shall I not do to Jerusalem and her images, just as I have done to Samaria and her idols? And so it will be that when the Lord has completed all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, he will say, I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria in the pomp of his haughtiness. For he has said, by the power of my hand and my wisdom I did this. For I have understanding, and I have removed boundaries of the people and plundered their treasure. And like a mighty man I brought down their inhabitants, and my hand reached to the riches of the people like a nest. And as one gathers abandoned eggs, I gathered all the earth. And there was not one that flapped its wings or opened its beak or chirped. Is the axe to boast itself over the one who chops with it? Is the saw to exalt itself over the one who wields it? And that would be like a club wielding those who lift it, or like a rod lifting him who is not wood. And therefore the Lord, the God of hosts, will send a wasting disease among his stout warriors, and under his glory a fire will be kindled like a burning flame, and the light of Israel will become a fire, and his Holy One a flame. and it will burn and devour his thorns and his briars in a single day, and he will destroy the glory of his forest and of his fruitful garden, both soul and body, and it will be as when a sick man wastes away. And the rest of the trees in his forest will be so small in number that a child could write them down. Now, in that day, the remnant of Israel and those of the house of Jacob who have escaped will never again rely on the one who struck them, but will truly rely upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, may be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant within them will return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness. For a complete destruction, one that is decreed, the Lord of hosts will execute in the midst of the whole land. And therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people who dwell in Zion, who do not fear the Assyrians who strike you with the rod and lifts up his staff against you the way Egypt did. For in a very little while my indignation against you will be spent, and my anger will be directed towards their destruction. The Lord of hosts will arouse a scourge against him like the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb, and his staff will be over the sea, and he will lift it up the way that he did in Egypt. And so it will be that day that his burden will be removed from your shoulders and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because of fatness. He has come against Aiz. He has passed through Migron. At Michmash he deposited his baggage. They have gone through the pass, saying, Geba will be our lodging place. Ramah is terrified, and Gibeah of Saul has fled away. Cry aloud with your voice, O daughter of Galim. Pay attention, Lachish and wretched Anioth. Manimah has fled. The inhabitants of Gibeah have sought refuge, and yet today he will halt at Nob. He shakes his fist at the mountain of the daughters of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord, the God of hosts, will lop off the boughs with a terrible crash, and those also who are tall in stature will be cut down, and those who are lofty will be abased. And he will cut down the thicket of the forest with an iron axe, and Lebanon will fall by the Mighty One. That was Isaiah chapter 10, verse 5, to the end of the chapter. Let's move on over to our final reading today, James chapter 4. James chapter 4 today for our final reading. James chapter 4. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasure that wage war in your members? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, and so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? And therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture speaks to no purpose? He jealously desires the Spirit which he has made to dwell in us, but he gives greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you who judge your neighbor? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit, and yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. And therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. Well, amen. That was our reading today for May 12th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Tomorrow is men's prayer breakfast, and so because I can't be in two places at once, tomorrow will be a recording, so I'll probably have that posted by the end of the day if you want to watch it earlier or whatever, but just so you guys know. But that said, continue to leave your comments and reactions either way. We're going to be quickly approaching the 200th day of the year here in July, and so if you are not a part of the Mug Club, you can still join. And so just make sure to mark that down each and every single day, and I'll mark that down as well, and you can join the Mug Club. And again, if you haven't sent me a picture yet, if you are a part of the Mug Club, make sure to do that so that we can encourage others to do so. But again, we want everybody in the church to develop this discipline of being the Bible each and every single day. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this day that you have given to us. Thank you so much for your goodness. Lord, I pray, God, that that we would indeed be on guard against sin, God, that we would indeed do the right thing. Lord, your word says that those who know the right thing to do and then do not do it, to him it is sin. And God, may that be true of all of us today, God, that we would do the right thing. God, we spend time in your word each and every single day in order to know the right thing to do, to see your character, to read your imperatives and your commands. And so, Lord, I just pray, God, that you would impress upon us from this word, God, the way that we are to live, the way that we are to act, the way that we are to think, our attitudes, Lord, our actions, Lord, all of these things, Lord, may they be affected by our reading of this word, Lord, each and every single day, starting with myself. And so, Lord, give us a good day. I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. And, Lord, I just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.